customers that were colored people.
What would be a very dangerous, rough section of town in Jacksonville? Maybe the most dangerous.
Well, out in Lovella and East Jacksonville, and in fact, there's no safe place in Jacksonville out at night.
Yeah.
Now I hesitate to come in that lot after 8 o'clock at night. Because somebody could be behind those cars and you couldn't see them. And so I generally try to get in before dark now. And if I do come in after dark, I park my car on a street in front of the building and walk across.
Do you think the crime rate has risen drastically in the last few years?
Yes. And I think that is a lot of it on account of dope.
Mm-hmm.
If these girls and boys, either one, are on dope and they haven't got any money,
mm-hmm.
they gonna steal, kill, or do something to get that money,
mm-hmm.
to get that dope. And it's in every school. It's in every private school in Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
and in every public school. And nothing can be done about it.
Mm-hmm.
Seems as though.
Seems
to me it could be some way.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of dope would you be aware of that might be influencing people in a bad direction? What substances do? What things do you think would be responsible for the crime rate? Would you include alcohol and?
I would include alcohol, but I would include dope more than alcohol, because dope, as they call them, fiends, need it worse.
Yeah.
A man gets drunk, he lays down and sleeps it off, but you see, a dope fiend doesn't.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of dope would you maybe read about in the papers and know about the different names?
Mm-hmm. I knew that was coming, and I was trying to think.
What would you consider a dangerous drug? Something that...
Well,
Or the most dangerous drug?
Yes, I know the names of them, but I can't think of them right now.
Would you ever know of... A long time ago, before a lot of the dope business got around and things, people used to make sometimes alcohol and whiskey themselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of different names for different kinds of illegal alcohol, or what they call
it? Well, they would just call it whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Wine. Some made wine. Mm-hmm. Some made whiskey. I don't think any of them made beer, unless it was just home use. But we had houses in the country there that it was wide open. Everybody knew if they wanted some liquor, they could go and buy it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And the officers knew it too.
Yeah.
And I guess bought it too. In fact, officers don't buy too much, but they get it.
That's true.
Yeah, I'll give you a quart to keep your mouth shut.
Would you ever hear people talking about maybe illegal whiskey, and they might use names for it? They ever call it, I don't know, something like moonshine or something like
mush.
That?
Mush. They make it out what they call mush.
I see.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, you take grape whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
They pick the grapes and they put them in a big container, and then they mash them with something, and then they drain all that juice off, and they let it ferment first.